Chris Peterson, the head football coach with the Arweva Rockets, joining us here today as they get ready to take on Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton on the road on Friday night in week number six. And Coach, first of all, I didn't really get a chance. I don't get to do the interview with you for the Scoreboard Show on Friday nights, but congrats. Nice comeback win last week. I think it was something much needed for this ball club.
Yeah, for sure, Jeff. I appreciate it. You know, more than anything, it's huge for these kids' confidence. You know, we've felt like maybe we had a couple games already that we probably should have come out on top and just didn't, either because of execution or, you know, we let a late lead go or whatever it may be. But, you know, like you said, a nice comeback win. We kind of started slow, which, you know, with the changes that we've made on both sides of the ball, we thought that we might have some a bit of a learning curve, at least for a quarter or even a half, but it lasted about a quarter for us, and then the kids kind of righted the ship there in the second, and then we're able to take a tie game into halftime and then kind of pull away in the second half. So great win for our kids, especially from a confidence standpoint.
How are you guys able to take that momentum into this week with practice?
You know, our focus has been really good. Even when we started 0-3, 0-4, you know, the kids have stayed pretty focused, and that's been extremely important. And then to get a win under your belt, and they kind of get a taste of how that feels, and they understand, you know, they've been close a couple of other times, you know, feel like could just as easily maybe be 3-2 as we are 1-4. But, you know, they've kind of taken it and run with it, and it's been all business and practice this week. And, you know, we've got another opponent that, you know, if we do execute, we can definitely compete with and then give ourselves a chance to win another football game.
Coach, in the football game you got coming up on Friday night, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, they're looking for their first win of the season. Program you're very familiar with. We've talked in the past about this being a family affair for you, but that family affair seems to have a little different feel this year. This is this the first year you're coaching against some of your nephews that are actually seeing a lot of playing time?
Yeah, it'll be the first year against the nephews. You know, obviously, Tom down there, my uncle, We've gone head-to-head numerous times, whether it was up here through football or when I was doing girls basketball, Paige Sherdan. So that won't be new, but, yeah, it'll be the first time I've had the opportunity to really coach against the younger ones and then kind of see what they can do. And they both played a pretty big role for them. And we know they're going to be two guys that we're going to have to key on, you know, on different sides of the ball. And both have taken reps at the quarterback position. And so they bring a little bit different skill set to the table, each one does. But, you know, we know we're going to have to account for where they're at on the field and make sure we've got them bottled up as well as the Kingery kid.
Does this give you a little bit of an advantage in game planning, having maybe played out in the backyard with these guys and know those skill levels?
Well, it might, Jeff, but I think if I go out there and try to tackle them, the officials may say something to me. So I'm not sure if I can use some of those backyard tactics that I've used in the past. You know, it is different because, you know, while we are so close, you know, like you said, we haven't been in that district, and I really haven't gotten to see them play, and the one's a senior and the other's a sophomore. So I'm not overly familiar with what they have done and can do on the football field from that standpoint, just because, you know, we really haven't played them. Fortunately, we didn't have to go north this year, and we could stay in our conference, and so through game film and those types of things, I could kind of see the skill sets they have, and, you know, obviously from the family side of it, you know what the athleticism level is, but you know, it's always translates a little bit differently when you put pads on.
What is the defensive game plan this week?
You know, we're pretty straightforward in our defense. The one thing we changed toward the end last week against Boyer Valley is we dropped into a zone, and we'll do that again. We'll mix up our looks on Friday. We'll run some man, or we'll run some zone. You know, our coverage has been our Achilles heel, but At the same time, I feel like the changes we've made position-wise on that side of the ball and the growth that we've seen out of kids that really hadn't had much experience. You know, Zach Schimmer's a senior, but I think maybe he had played a year of football over in Carroll, so, you know, he didn't have a whole lot of experience. And Andreas Cruz is just a sophomore, and those are the two guys we got playing defensive back. So the strides and the growth that they've made over 5 weeks of football, you know, they're not the same player they were week one or even week two. So, you know, you combine that in and then you throw some different looks at him. You know, we moved Coop up to outside linebacker, which is a great move for him. He's just a little bit more of an aggressive player and does a nice job of helping us stop the run. So, I thought we responded well at times, and I thought there was times where we still need some things to work on.
How do you anticipate the Spartans trying to attack that secondary?
You know, I think the same thing we've seen Glidden, Woodbine, a little bit with Boyer Valley. They're going to use motion. They're going to try to get our guys confused on eligible receivers. They're going to try to pick us apart in the secondary, those types of things. So I think it's important for us, number one, to know our responsibilities. You know, that's where we've lagged a little bit. I would say definitely against Glidden and definitely against Woodbine. Those two games stand out in particular, just didn't communicate well, didn't identify eligible receivers, and then didn't stay with our assignment. So they're going to try to get us confused, try to get us off our assignment and those types of things, and we understand that. You know, we understand they're probably going to put the ball in the air quite a bit. And, that's we're expecting it. You know, I think for the most part, our guys up front have done a great job against the run. So we feel comfortable with those guys, and we're getting to a point where we're showing enough improvement in that secondary to where we're starting to feel a little more comfortable there too.
Where do you feel you can have success when you have the football?
Well, you know, after the switch we made last week, Will, I think, ended up with 40 carries for over 270 yards on the ground. So our guys up front did a nice job. We're going to try to attack them the same way. You know, we will mix it up, but, you know, we're going to try to establish the run game. I know some schools have been successful doing that against them. They're not overly big or maybe not quite as physical as they have been in years past. So we are definitely going to try to assert ourselves up front and utilize that ground game and Will back there. And then, you know, pop one over the top, kind of like we were able to do last week, the guys like Cooper or Zach or Braden, and just try to keep them on their toes. But first and foremost, we want to establish the running game.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it should be a fun one coming up for you guys on Friday night. Wish you the best of luck, and I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you again this Friday for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Peterson, again with the Arweva Rockets. They're down at Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton coming up on Friday night.